Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Hey, what's happening, world? This is DJ Papa D coming at you live, sitting in for G-Money. And while we're waiting for him, we're going to play some music. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day.
I once from the sky, I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
Could you be?
Could you be
the most beautiful girl in the world?
So beautiful, beautiful.
Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather treating you? It's raining in Las Vegas. Yes, it's raining. But it's not cold outside. It's about 50 degrees, and it's getting chilly. But right now it feels pretty good, except it's wet. It's very wet, and people are having accidents on the freeway. They can't drive in the rain. So this is a bad time to be driving around the city in Las Vegas. You should get to a casino and go inside and stay in for the shows or something, or gamble or something, and have some fun. Get out of the rain, go inside and relax, because this is not the time to be out on the streets in Las Vegas. Because it's raining up a storm outside. So you got to watch yourself. All right. Let's talk sports. How about the new football league that we got going on? The new football league. The AAF football. Yes, we have the AAF Football League that started last week, first series of games. There are 8 teams in the league, and all 8 teams played last week. So 4 games were played last week to start the season, and we're going to see how these teams do. DJ Papa D, can you go over the games that were played last weekend so that we can kind of catch up a little bit with
Absolutely.
What's going on?
So what I'll do is before I talk about the games last week, I'll tell you who the teams are. So there's two divisions, the East Division and the West Division. Okay, and each division has four teams. In the East Division, the four teams are the Birmingham Iron, the Orlando Apollos, the Atlanta Legends, and the Memphis Express. And in the West, the four teams are the Arizona Hotshots, the San Antonio Commanders, the Salt Lake City Stallions, and the San Diego Fleet. Okay, and like you said, G-Money, all four teams played last weekend. On Saturday, Orlando Apollos beat the Atlanta Legends 40-6. Now, I don't know what was going on there, but, you know, it was the first game of the first season. So, you know, maybe there was just something going on there. Also last Saturday, the San Antonio Commanders beat the San Diego Fleet 15-6. So, you know, that was, you know, that was low scoring, you know, so, and you know, the AAF has different rules than the NFL. So maybe we can talk about that later. All right. On Sunday, the Birmingham Iron beat the Memphis Express 26-0, and the Arizona Hotshots beat the Salt Lake City Stallions 38-22. So those are the four games that were played last week. And so the standings currently are, obviously, four teams are 1-0 and four teams are 0-1. So in the East Division, the top two teams are Birmingham and Orlando, both at 0-1. And in the West, the top two teams are Arizona and San Antonio, both at 1-1. 1-0. I don't know what I said, but they're both at 1-0. They're all at 1-0. All right, and let's see. We have some games coming up this weekend. You want to hear about that?
Yeah, sure. Let's catch up on this weekend. Who's playing
okay.
on Saturday?
Okay, first game on Saturday morning is the who is that? I don't know the teams yet.
Is it going to be Saturday morning, or they're playing at 5 o'clock Saturday evening?
I'm pretty sure I said 11, and I'm pretty sure that's in the morning. 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's the first game. And it looks like it's the SL, but it's probably Salt Lake City. It's playing Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, at 11 a.m. on Saturday. At 5 p.m. on Saturday, Arizona plays Memphis, and they're playing in Memphis, I believe.
Okay.
On Sunday afternoon at 1, Orlando is playing San Antonio. And at 5 p.m. on Sunday, Atlanta plays the San Diego Fleet. So those are the four games this weekend.
Okay.
So
now
we don't,
let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
The channel they're playing on is CBS. On Saturday.
The station, right.
CBS,
right, they're playing on CBS.
Yes. CBS is Channel 2 in L.A., and it's Channel 8 in Las Vegas. So what do you know what channel they are in some of the other states?
It just depends what channel CBS comes on. I mean, people know. People in their local area know what CBS is on their TV, so we don't have to tell them.
Okay.
It could
so
be any. It could be anything. Could be anything.
Okay. So that's Saturday's games are CBS. Sunday's game is NFL football line. Football.
Oh, you know what?
League.
I'm looking at their. Okay, so I'm looking at the website now. The first game on Saturday is on TNT. The second game is on the NFL Network. The first game on Sunday is on the CBS Sports Network, and the second game on Sunday is on the NFL Network. So I don't know, maybe that helps. But you know, wherever anyone is, they can just look in their local TV guide or their local, you know, go online for the local cable company and they can find what channel the game is coming on.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. The football line, the, what was it called? The National Football?
NFL Network.
NFL Network, right. And
right.
It's funny because they're trying to compete with the NFL, and they're playing games on the NFL Network. How about that one?
Well, you know what? I think I can wrap my brain around it. Everybody likes money, and so does the NFL Network. And if they're not making any money off of their own league, they're going to make money off of the new league. So it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody's in it for the money. And you know what I heard? All of the players that play in the league, they got free housing. So their families are getting put up in houses, and they're all getting the same amount of money to play in the league. So nobody's getting no big salaries right now. They're all getting a base salary, and they all get a house to move into, to live in the city that they're playing in. So how about that for some interesting information?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting and probably makes, you know, the more equitable pay scale is probably, you know, so you don't have any, like, any superstars getting paid millions of dollars. But you know what? I wonder sort of what the conditions of the housing that they're given and all of that. It just sort of kind of sounds a little suspect to me. But, you know, I guess we'll see. It's a new league, and it's a new thing. So hopefully they're doing it right.
Right. Well, we'll hope to see what happens. I got some friends that want to start a Las Vegas team, and I'm really curious to see how that's going to work out, since the guys I know talking about it ain't millionaires. So I don't know how they're gonna wrap their heads around putting a team together, but that's just people talking. Just for the word on the street, be aware, because Las Vegas may have a football team. They got the UNLV college team, and next year they will have the Raiders. We don't know what's going to happen in the season for 2019, because the Raiders don't have a stadium to play at in Oakland no more. So we don't know where they're going to play before 2020. So we're hoping that Las Vegas is going to put them up in Sam Boyd Stadium, where UNLV's college team plays right now. So hopefully we'll get the Raiders to play here next year before they move into their home stadium, which is being built in Las Vegas. So we'll wait and see where the Raiders are going to be playing for next season. So that's it for sports. Thank you, Papa D. We needed that information to get us going. What's up with the hockey? Do you know what's going on with the Golden Knights?
You know, I don't know, but I can look it up. And while I'm looking it up, I just want to let your listeners know that, you know, you're going to be doing an update around the AAF on a weekly basis now. This is the first week of last weekend was the first weekend of, I don't know, what is their season, like 8 weeks long or something like that?
Yeah.
So every week.
They play until April. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So every week then, you know, you're going to be given more and more information about, not just about the teams and the games, but about the league and the players and the coaches and everything else that's going on. So, you know, just telling, want the listeners to stay tuned for more information about this brand new football league that, if you know, if they do it right, they could replace the NFL.
Yeah, well, they only have 8 teams. The NFL has 32 teams. That's going to be the big difference right now.
Yeah.
But
got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, but they got some other teams that are trying to join the bandwagon. If this first eight weeks goes off pretty good, then we'll have some other teams joining the league. So we'll wait and see. Listeners, be aware. Every Monday I'll give you the scores from the weekend games, and then we'll talk about the following week on Thursday when we do the radio show. So stay tuned as we keep you in touch with what's going on in AAF football. That's the alternative. Actually, it's the Alliance American Football is what AAF stands for. It's not the NFL. It's the AAF. So stay tuned as we'll try to keep you updated on everything going on in the AAF. All right. Well, let's
see. All right.
See.
So very quickly, because it's almost time for station break, the Golden Knights are doing all right. They're third in their division, I believe. And so they're in the Western Conference, in the Pacific Division in the Western Conference, and they're third in the Pacific Division. So I think that's okay. You know, they're 31-23, and they play again tonight, I believe. Yes, they do. Their next game is tonight against the Maple Leafs in Las Vegas. The Maple Leafs in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Where are the Maple Leafs from? Toronto?
Yeah, I think they're a Canadian team. Toronto Maple Leafs, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll wish Las Vegas well. All right, it's time for a commercial break. Papa D, play a song and then drop a commercial spot. Or a couple of clips, whichever you want to do. And we'll be back in a minute.
Won't ever
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. So for you and yours, I wish you the best day ever. So make sure you get dinner tonight, or husbands or boyfriends, take your girlfriends out to dinner so that they can know that you appreciate them for doing the things they're doing for you around the house or at work on their job, all of that. You got to show you appreciate them. So let them know that you love them very much. Okay. Now, the story I want to tell is going to start off when I was a young boy in elementary school. I was in the second grade. I was 7 years old, and we passed out Valentine's Day cards to all the girls in the class. You know, my mother went to the store for me, and she bought me a box of Valentine's Day cards, and I signed them and put different girls' names on the card and took them to school and passed them out to all the girls in my class. Well, all of them were friends of mine. I didn't have any crush on any particular girl, but I was really nice to all of them, and all of them liked me. At least they treated me really nice, and they treated me really good. And they said I was dark-skinned, but I had pretty white teeth, and they liked my white teeth. And I was like, okay, I guess that's all right. So I gave one girl my Valentine's Day card, and she was really happy with me giving her the card. And she came up and gave me a big hug and gave me a big kiss. And I was really happy. And I told her, well, why don't you meet me around the back of the school after school is out? And maybe we can do some more kissing and some more hugging. I really like that. So she met me back there, and we did some kissing and hugging, and I had my first sexual experience with her on Valentine's Day. And that's how I started my Valentine's Day career. On Valentine's Day, I always got a kiss, and I made love to my girlfriends. At least I thought so in the beginning. So that was when I was in the second grade and I was 7 years old. When I was 10 years old, I went to a party at my next door neighbor's house. The girl named Lisa had a birthday party, and I went to the party, and I figured I could dance because I had been watching American Bandstand on TV, which was a dance show for kids that were dancing on TV. Even though it was a white publication, I didn't really trip off of that. I was just watching the kids dancing, and I was listening to the music. And I really liked the music, so I was enjoying the show. And every Saturday it came on, and I would be in front of the TV watching the show. Well, I went to this girl's party, and her mother and her auntie were sitting on the sofa chaperoning the party, and all the kids were dancing and everything. And they looked at me, and they said, oh, he looks so neat and clean. And I was dressed. I was dressed to impress. Oh, I was funky fresh. At 10 years old, I had started getting my groove on. So I started dressing real nice. And this mother and her aunt said, oh, this guy looks really good. We want to see him dance. So they told me, let's see you dance, young man. And I tried to show out. I started doing the swim, and I started doing the butterfly, and I started doing the funky chicken, and they started laughing, and they said, no, we want to see you really dance. That's not real dancing. And they just broke my heart on Valentine's Day. And I said, I looked at them and I was depressed, I was upset, and I was embarrassed, and I didn't know what to do because I thought I was dancing really good. So the girl, Lisa, came over and grabbed my hand, and so we just did a two-step, step to the right, step to the left, step to the right, step to the left. And that's all the dancing I did for the rest of the party. And I was upset. So I went home and told my mama I had to learn how to dance because I got embarrassed at the party because I couldn't dance. So my mother called her girlfriend over, and her girlfriend had two kids that were my age. She had a girl and a boy, and she brought their stereo system over to my house, and I had dance classes. So the girl and the boy would teach me the latest dance moves, that the black kids did, and I learned all of those moves, and then I was pretty cool because I could do all of the dances that the black kids were doing. So I was really hip on dancing, and I was still shy, though, but I could dance. So I got up to, like, 12 years old, and I went to another party with a girl that I met in school, and I went to her house for a party, and I was dancing, and everybody in the party was watching me dance, and I was trying to show off, and her name was Desiree, and her mother was kind of mean to me because she said I was too dark to be dating her daughter because they were French Creole. They were light-skinned people, but I was real dark, and they didn't want me to dance to date their daughter. So her mother was real nice to me as long as I didn't go in the house. I used to go over and sit on the front porch and talk to my girlfriend, but I could never go in the house. So I would stay there. And then one day they had a party on Valentine's Day that was at this club. And so I went to the party. My mother dropped me off at the party, and I met the girl at the party. But I was so shy that I walked into the party and sat across the room from the girl, and I watched her dance with all these different guys all night long. And then finally the DJ announced this was the last record of the night. And I jumped up and ran over and asked the girl to dance. And she said no. She had been sitting there all night waiting for me to come ask her to dance. And I didn't go over there and ever ask her to dance because I was too shy. I didn't want to get up and walk all the way across the room and then her tell me no. I was going to be embarrassed. So I waited till the last song of the night. Then I went over and said, well, I better dance with her or this is the last song. And she was looking at me and she said, no, I ain't dancing with you. I've been waiting on you all night to come ask me to dance. And you want to wait until somebody else asks me to dance? Well, I'm not dancing with you. I'm going to dance with this other guy. And I said, but you're my girlfriend. And she said, so what? You had all night to ask me to dance, and you didn't ask me to dance. And so that was another Valentine's Day that I was disappointed at. And then as I got older, I went to college, and I met another girl that her mother was a friend of mine that used to hang out at a bar, and she would drink during happy hour. And she told me that she had the perfect girl for me. And I'm like, oh, no, not another one. Somebody else is trying to set me up. I'm doing pretty good with my girlfriends as it is now. I don't need nobody to set me up. So she brought her daughter in, and I saw her daughter, and I was like, wow, she's really good looking. So we had a good time. We partied, and I met her on Valentine's Day, and it was beautiful. We had dinner. And then we had drinks, and we partied, and I had a good time with her. Unfortunately, her and her uncle went on a cruise, and she met somebody else on the cruise, and I got replaced. I had a broken heart after that. But things like that happen on Valentine's Day. So I went and I met this other girl when I was in college, and she was really cute, and we spent a lot of time together, and I enjoyed her company a lot. And we dated till the end of the school year, and she told me she had to go to the doctor. And I said, okay, well, you want me to wait for you? Because I walked her to the doctor. And she said, no, that's all right. You go to baseball practice, because I was playing baseball on the college team. So she said, go to practice and I'll see you later. And I said, okay. And I went to practice. Well, I found out that she was pregnant. And she told me that we was going to have a baby. And I was all upset, and I was thinking, man, this is going to mess up my Playboy years. I'm a Playboy now. I got a lot of girlfriends, and I'm not trying to mess that up. But it was Valentine's Day, so I went and I took her to the clinic. And she saw the doctor, and after that, we had a good time until the end of the school year. And when school year started the next year, I saw her, and she looked so good. And I walked up and gave her a hug and a kiss, and then all of a sudden, I backed up, and I said, hey, where's my baby? And she said, oh, I had an abortion. And I said, what? You had an abortion. Oh, man, you killed my baby. And she said, well, you didn't want the baby anyway. You were going to give the baby to your mama. And I said, just till we graduated from college, I didn't think we needed to have anything interfere with our college. So me and her broke up after that. We stayed good friends. But we didn't date anymore. She dated one of my other brothers, my other fraternity brothers, and that became that. So I met another girl on campus that was really cute, and we hung out. And on Valentine's Day, we went to the skating rink, and we were couple skating and stuff because I could skate. And we would hug and we would kiss while we were skating around the ring and everything. It was nice for us to have our date at the skating rink. And it was Valentine's Day, and I had a great Valentine's Day. I was really happy, and I had a good time on Valentine's Day. And me and this girl dated for several years while we were in college, but she ended up marrying somebody in the Marine Corps that looked like me, and he acted like me, and he was tall like me, but it wasn't me, because I didn't want to get married. I told her I had other things to do. I wasn't trying to get married. But I met her on Valentine's Day, and it was a great time. After the time I met her, I had a good time. So I met this other girl. I was in a college fraternity, and we were doing a step show on campus. And after the show, I noticed this girl was standing on the rail, looking down over the auditorium where we were doing our dance show at. And afterwards, I went up and started talking to her, and she liked me, and she was really impressed with our steps and stuff. And I said, oh, well, it's Valentine's Day. Let's go to dinner. So she said, okay, I'll go to dinner with you. And I took her to dinner, and after dinner, we had a bottle of champagne, and we drank two or three bottles of champagne. So we had a good Valentine's Day dinner, and the dessert was excellent because she was dessert, and it was good. I had a good time, and I dated her for 3 years until I graduated from college, until I came home back to Los Angeles, where I was born and raised, and I dated some other girls after that. But I always made a special attention on Valentine's Day. All right, it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop a commercial spot. And I'll be back to thank you for listening to my show. Talk to you in a minute. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower. Ask me with that nonsense. What's up, baby? You want some dick? Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine. And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back. I don't know what them girls are talking about. And I said, oh my God. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? And I can make you holler all day and all night. And I said, but they got dresses on. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend? And I was like, what? Come holler at me, because I can put it down, baby. I can make it work. I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit. All day long. And I like cocaine. But crack. G Money says, come see G Money, and I can make you happy. I was going to junior college, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. So I would drive up and down Hollywood looking for prostitutes. I must have been kind of drunk. I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Happy Valentine's Day to you. That's what we want you to enjoy your day. Now, guys, you have to say something sweet to the woman that you're with today. Let her know you care and you're grateful for the things that she does for you. And women, you better be nice to the gentlemen that are treating you to dinner and paying all your bills. So you have to learn how to reciprocate what they do for you. And that's what I'm telling you from a playboy in the street. I'm G Money. And I'm an ultimate playboy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk to you tomorrow as we dedicate tomorrow's show to the homeless. So happy Valentine's Day and have a good evening on me. All right, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.